Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, as many of you know, Monday, June 16 is my birthday. Ah, happy birthday to me! I know, today is my birthday! Okay, anyway, birthday, June 16 birthday. In the past, I was really excited about my birthday. Now, getting ready to do the dance, having a party, and I've done some real, real fun parties on my birthday. You know, I remember when I was little, you know, I think we went to Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor. For those of you who have ever lived in L.A., Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor, I think there's only one left, like at Rancho Cucamonga or something like that, but in L.A., you used to have Farrell's. It was kind of very New Orleans 1920s style. It was really, really good because the Sundays were huge. It was really, really fun, and I think there were, like, trains going around the place. So I remember my Farrell's birthday. I was 5 years old. I remember some pizza parties. I remember having a party at McDonald's. You would have a birthday party at McDonald's. Ronald McDonald would be there. Not that I really liked Ronald McDonald at all, but I really liked the burgers. And going to McDonald's was such a treat that you could have a McDonald's party. And, and I remember them bringing, like, a tray of all these little hamburgers. And I, like, you know, was like, yay, I got a whole hamburger, yay. I was, like, all excited. That was one of my birthday parties. I never did a roller skating birthday party when I was growing up because I really sucked at roller skating. I fell a lot. I could ice skate. I had no problem getting on ice skates, but I would fall when I roller skated. So going to Roller World, that didn't really work too well. Had a couple parties at the home. Then I had a couple slumber parties. And, I didn't really do much, you know, for my birthday because, you know, we really didn't have a lot of money. And, you know, I just really wanted the presents anyway. So just give me presents. We could skip the party and then let me just play with my presents. But, yeah, here I am. I am turning 40. I know. It's such an ugly number, the number 43. You know, 22 is a very sexy-looking number. 44 is still a sexy-looking number. 43 just sounds middle-aged, doesn't it? And I'm not going through a midlife crisis or anything like that because I went through that in my 30s. I'm like, okay, I'm old, you know, and now I'm looking back going, oh, I should have shut up. I was a 30-something. You know, but remember, us growing up, 30-something were the older people. Like, oh, my gosh. Okay, now, you know, we're 40. I understand Jennifer Aniston's in her 40s. Jennifer Lopez in her 40s, Brad Pitt. So I should be cool with it. But I don't know. You know, it's one of those things. Now, remember, I'm a doctor. Okay? So, you know, whenever you look at patients, you kind of have to classify them. Is this a young patient? Is this an older patient? Or is this a middle-aged patient? So if you have a 43-year-old woman walk in with a lump in her breast, you're thinking breast cancer. Okay, you know, 43-year-old woman walking in with some chest pain, you're thinking heart attack. Hey, and so now I'm like, okay, I am one of those women where you walk in and you're not, you know, because in your 30s is still kind of considered young. Us doctors, even though we appreciate that anybody in their 20s or 30s could still have cancer and heart attacks, etc., we don't really start to kind of look at you and screen you and, you know, until you're in your 40s. And now being 43 means I am deep, deep into my 40s. I can't pretend that I just barely fell into my 40s, you know, like everybody else does. I mean, now I'm 43, and I'm still 42, so I should enjoy it. The problem is all month long thus far, I've been like, oh, I'm turning 43. So how am I going to celebrate? Well, we'll probably do a staycation and stuff. You know, I'll probably take a couple hours off that day. I'm not really I'm going to take off all of work, but I need to definitely, kind of regroup because I know I'm probably going to wake up feeling old. I'm more though worried about health issues, okay? And I really haven't been worried about all the genes in my family because that didn't happen till they were really in their 40s. Well, now that I'm 43, I'm like, oh crap, maybe I will get the diabetes. Maybe I will, it's one of those things where it's like, oh damn. So there's gout, there's high blood pressure, there's diabetes, there's cancer. But we don't really get to look forward to a lot in my family. The older you get, the more crap you deal with. And so it's just one of those things where I need to kind of, be cool with it. And it's really getting harder to hide my age. The hairdresser's noticing the grays. My husband's noticing the droopy boobies. My butt isn't as tight as it used to be. It's starting to sag. What's going on here? I don't like this. Yeah, I am. I am contemplating some sort of plastic surgery. The problem is I just don't need a little tweak. I need a whole flipping overhaul, and I don't think I could even afford that. So I'm just going to still, deal with the Spanx and the makeup and the concealer and the hair dye and the plucking and the waxing and getting my mani-pedi or whatever the hell I have to do as inexpensively as possible to make my, just to kind of hide the aging. But I need to just stop and embrace that, I am now really deep middle-aged. I'm a middle-aged woman. Whew. Spooky. Now, it's also Father's Day weekend. So we have Father's Day. Yay! Happy Father's Day to the daddies. It's interesting. Father's Day, I think a lot of people celebrate inappropriately. And I've talked about this. What do a lot of people do for Father's Day? Oh, honey, it's Father's Day, so we have to have a barbecue. And we have to, have my brother over and, your brother, blah, blah, blah. So dad's like, we're having people over on Father's Day. And then you're going to do a barbecue. You'll have so much fun. I'll get you your beer. You'll have barbecue. And, don't forget to clean up the house. We're getting ready for a barbecue. Guys don't want to clean up the house for a barbecue. And this is how a lot of you guys are celebrating Father's Day. Not so much it's hot. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's hot. So, I try not to make my husband do a barbecue on Father's Day. Because anytime we have people over, I am a raving, raving lunatic running around going, oh my God, we got to clean this. We got to move this. Honey, you got to move this lawn furniture. Honey, you need to move this. You need to get a table. Get some extra tables at Home Depot. We got people coming over. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Oh my gosh, the barbecue's dirty. Clean the barbecue. Clean this. So my husband would have to do hours and hours of work just to get ready for the barbecue that's supposed to celebrate him and Father's Day. And then it's cleanup. Oh, honey, look at all the grease stains. Oh, we got to do this. We got to clean up. We got to clean up because Monday we got to go to work. Now you got to do this. So I'm going to tell you really quickly about the history of Father's Day. It's interesting. And what should we be doing for Father's Day and some good, cool ideas for Father's Day gifts? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-SALLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful wonderful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I need to apologize. For breakfast this morning, I had a bunch of leftovers. I had some leftover Chinese food, some leftover Kentucky Fried Chicken, and some leftover Middle Eastern rice and hummus. And I got to tell you, man, that mix, it's coming back to haunt me now. I got this whole, like, United Nations in my stomach right now, and they all sound like they're arguing. So I apologize if it gets a little noisy and I get a little burpy because, Boy, I was just hungry, and I ate a little bit here, and then I went for my run, and then I did, oh, my gosh. Anyway, okay, really quickly. Okay, Mother's Day, we already kind of reviewed how Mother's Day came about. Remember Mother's Day? I believe it was a an Anna Jarvis wanted to, commemorate her mom back in the early 1900s. So she had this service to, for all moms, honoring her mom. Retailers saw, wait a second, there could be a lot of potential for this. So in 1909, 45 states decided to observe the day, and by 1914, President Woodrow Wilson approved a resolution that made the second Sunday in May a holiday to honor mothers. That tender, gentle army, the mothers of America. That's pretty damn cool. Now, Father's Day. Okay, Father's Day, you know, I got to tell you, dads are, you think moms are underappreciated. I think dads are underappreciated as well. You know, and the reason why is many of us think, well, dads don't want a day, a holiday, because dads are usually griping and complaining during a lot of the holidays anyway because of all the work they have to do, which is why there's an art to how you should actually celebrate Father's Day, and we've been doing it wrong for years. Like I said, this whole make dad handle a barbecue and clean up the house is wrong. That's not what dads want to do for Father's Day. If you really want to know what men want to do for Father's Day, is just get everybody out of the house and leave them alone. Let them be at the house alone. In there, let them watch whatever they want on TV. Okay, let them watch their porn. Let them do whatever. If it's truly Father's Day, let the man have some peace. But that's not what we do. We all go out to dinner. Mother-in-law comes over, and we all celebrate Father's Day. Yeah, clean up the dog poo. We got family coming for Father's Day. You kidding me? Anyway, so the origins of Father's Day, it's very, very interesting. They said on July 5th, 1908, a West Virginia church sponsored the nation's first event explicitly in honor of fathers. It was a Sunday sermon to memorialize, apparently 362 men had died in the previous December's explosions at a coal company, mine in Monaga or whatever. And so it was like a one-time commemoration. The next year in Washington, a woman, one of six children, I guess, tried to establish an official equivalent to Mother's Day for men. She went to local churches, the YMCA, et cetera, and everybody's like, what? But finally, she ended up being successful. So Washington officials, see, we should come up with a Dr. Dahlia Day. I know, Dr. Dahlia Day, I guess where you just kind of go outside and you kind of scream and you don't wear a bra. I don't know. Anyway, you got to tote your hemorrhoid pillow. Yeah, anyway. So Washington State celebrated the nation's first statewide Father's Day on July 19th, 1910. Slowly the holiday spread, and then President Wilson honored the day by using telegraph signals to unfurl a flag in Spokane. And then, I guess he pressed the button. It was supposed to be really big, really cool stuff through telegraph. In 1924, President Calvin Coolidge urged state governments to observe Father's Day, but many men didn't really want to. They're like, leave me alone. Okay, apparently one historian wrote, they scoffed at the holiday's sentimental attempts to domesticate manliness with flowers and gift giving, or they derided the proliferation of such holidays as a commercial gimmick to sell more products often paid for by the father himself. This historian was right. Honestly, I have to ask my husband if I could use his credit card to charge his Father's Day gift, which is probably something he doesn't even flip and want. I don't blame it. Okay, anyway, during the 1920s and 1930s, a movement then arose to just get rid of Mother's Day and Father's Day altogether because they thought it was just too much for the retailers. And they decided, why don't we just make Parents' Day? Every year, we would just celebrate the parents. Okay, but I guess after the Depression, that didn't work. So then I guess they tried to bring a Father's Day again, making it a second Christmas for men, making neckties, hats, pipes, tobacco, golf clubs, sporting goods, etc. This was kind of after the Depression. Still didn't catch on too much. Then they said World War II began, and advertisers began to argue that you need to celebrate Father's Day because it's a way to honor the American troops and support the war effort. Okay, so technically, if you look back into history, it was, and this is according to history.com, after World War II, that's when we started to really notice Father's Day, but it was never a national holiday until Nixon signed it into law in 1972, making it a federal holiday. Federal holiday is still on the Sunday. They say now we spend more than $1 billion each year on Father's Day gifts. Now, what are you guys buying Dad or, well, I should just say Daddy, for Father's Day? Oh, you know, I'm getting him a real nice lawnmower. Okay, for those of you getting Dad a lawnmower, I would really seriously think twice. Does Dad like mowing the lawn? You know, oh, try it out, Dad. It's 115 degrees outside and 90% humidity. Try it out, Daddy. Try out your new lawnmower. Yeah, honey, go have fun with your new toy. I'm going to go inside and watch some TV. And now Dad is stuck outside mowing the lawn on his one and only Father's Day. But, honey, it's Father's Day. Oh, you can celebrate Father's Day tomorrow. Yeah, right. It's Monday. There is nothing more anxiety-producing about Father's Day than knowing that Monday you got to go to work anyway. Yeah, that's another thing. If you want to really do something for Dad for Father's Day, let him have Monday off the next day. And let him think that Sunday night, give him a three-day weekend. I mean, think about it. What do you dads want? I should ask you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. What do you really, really want for Father's Day? Dr. Dahlia, off the air. No, that's not happening. Okay, so like I said, the big mistake people do, like for example, one of the big common Father's Day gifts are ties. Okay, they buy Dad a tie. Dads don't like ties. Most men don't like wearing ties. If you ask the average man, does he like buttoning up a very stiff shirt with collar up to his neck? Okay, making him feel suffocated. Men don't like things around their neck. Okay, I mean, except for those in that autoerotic asphyxiation, but those are rare. Usually, guys don't like things around their neck, especially a necktie that's pink. Alright, but anyway, I mean, if you really want to be cruel to Dad, I could give you guys a lot of ideas. Well, let's talk about some things then that you probably should do. Okay, some dads like watches still. Even though, you know, my husband uses his phone, or actually I'm his watch. What time is it? I bought him a watch, but for some of them, you know, yeah. Don't do cologne. We've talked about that. Men can't stand cologne. Most men can't. The only reason why they're wearing cologne is because the wife or the girlfriend is complaining or their partner is complaining that they stink. Okay, but men like to smell like men. They don't really want cologne, so I would probably stay away from that. This is interesting. Now, go to AskMen.com. AskMen.com is really, really cool because it's kind of a guy's website. Right? It's about the guys. There's something called a carnivore cookbook. It's for the classic dad. All right. Apparently, it is Michael Simon's cookbook. It offers 120 recipes for carnivores, like pork pie, smoked lamb, ribs. Now, that's got to be good. There's something called Amazon Fire TV. I don't know anything about it, but apparently this is supposed to be pretty cool. Amazon, I guess it's how you can get movies or something. Wet dry shavers. Now, again, guys don't like to shave. They do it because they have to. But then again, if you can make the shaving experience a little bit more interesting, do it. You know what I would do? No, you know what? Okay, to heck with this list. What I would do is dads like TVs in the bathroom. If they have to be stuck shaving, okay, I would set up a TV in the bathroom. What a cool surprise. It could be one of those little cheap things. You know, rather than spending, you know, money on cologne or ties or shirts that they don't want to wear or tight pants. I used to buy my husband underwear. I like boxer briefs, but I used to buy him the underwear, the embarrassing South Park underwear, you know, with Cartman on the butt saying beefcake. He doesn't like that. I did some Homer Simpson underwear. We're right by the butt part, the rectal area. It says dough, but he doesn't. He didn't like that. But, yeah, I would probably, I can't do it now because just in case he listens to my show, but I think what would be really, really cool is to get a TV set that you put in the bathroom right by, like, his shaving or whatever. That would be probably cool. Or in the toilet. Okay, you put a TV set in the toilet so he could sit there and watch TV while he potties. That's probably pretty cool. Men who like, beer, you could maybe do, like, a beer of the month club. They think that's cool. I'm trying to think. My husband likes to scuba dive, so I could get him scuba diving stuff. But just think about what would your husband like to do? The best thing you could do is give him a break, okay? All right, not something you want, something he wants. Ask him. That may not be bad. Actually, ask Dad what he wants. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, well, sorry, guys, to break this to you, but a study has come out saying that if you like your sausages and your bacon, you are truly increasing your risk of heart failure. And we talked about heart failure. That's some pretty scary stuff. They say men who eat two sausages a day are twice as likely to die from heart failure than those who rarely eat meat at all. It shows that processed meat like bacon, ham, burgers greatly increases the chance of developing heart failure, which already hits over millions of people each year. It's pretty spooky stuff. They said ordinary cuts of red meat or steaks, etc., didn't increase the risk, but sausages, processed meats, it's obviously the chemicals. Now, this study looked at 37,000 men, and I guess it was a previous study that we talked about, 3,000 women who eat red meat, unprocessed and processed, increase the risk of breast cancer by a fifth. But in this particular study, they looked at the records of Swedish researchers, looking at men aged 45 to 79 who had done a questionnaire about their diets. They followed them for a period of 12 years, over which time they noted if some had heart failure, some didn't, etc. Those who ate, I think, they did a spelling error, 75 grams of processed meat a day. You guys can figure out the grams, were 24% more likely to develop heart failure, twice as likely to die, as opposed to those that didn't eat the sausage and the other processed meat. So remember, processed meat, it's got sodium, it's got nitrates, phosphates. If you grill the meat, you also start to add those polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. Remember we talked about that before Memorial Day? I didn't want to ruin your Memorial Day weekend, but, you know. Anyway, heart failure. Heart failure is where the organ, the heart, just doesn't pump like it's supposed to. The purpose of the heart is to pump the blood throughout the body. If the heart isn't pumping well, you have heart failure. So it's as easy as that. And it's a very, very, very frightening, very kind of scary disease that a lot of people have because, you know, here they are, they're getting kind of short of breath. They're starting to get some swelling. Sometimes they get chest pain. Sometimes they get dizziness. And the doctor comes in saying, you have heart failure or you're in heart failure. Now, I never liked that term because when I was in medical school, you know, we would be diagnosing people with heart failure and you would see somebody, you know, tell somebody, you know, you have heart failure or you are in heart failure. Now, a failure to me is already the end point. Okay, well, Dr. Dahlia, how was the launch of that TV show, Harry Met Sally, or I Want to Marry Harry? Well, it was a failure. By the way, you guys heard that I Want to Marry Harry show, it got axed, but they aren't even going to finish it. That's that show where, you know, somebody tries to look like Prince Harry. I guess they dress him up. All these women think he's Prince Harry. They fall in love with him, and then he's supposed to tell everybody he's not Prince Harry and see what happens. They're going to can the show. They aren't even going to let us see what happens when he drops the news. It was such a bomb. I guess it only had like 1.9 million viewers in the beginning. So because ratings are so bad, Fox doesn't want to waste its valuable airtime on it. I just wanted to see that one episode where everybody knew he wasn't Harry. Duh. So I'm mad. Okay, anyway, that was a failure. So when you use the term failure, didn't Charlie's Angels make a comeback? They had a show, I think they only played two or three episodes and then they canned it. That was a failure. The original Charlie's Angels rocks. I don't know anything about the other show. All right? So to me, when somebody says failure, that means, okay, it failed, it's in the past, now we have to move on. So I never liked the term heart failure because somebody thinks that the heart already died. Now, could you have some of the heart muscle die from a heart attack and then go into congestive heart failure? I don't like to use the word failure, but absolutely. But, if your heart is beating, okay, it hasn't failed. It could be failing. You could be congestive heart failing, but when they say congestive heart failure, I don't like it. I hope they later change the name. You know, he's in heart failure. Oh, that's such a horrible thing to tell somebody. I have so many patients in heart failure. They're alive and well. Don't use that word failure. Yeah, we got to get our acts together. We need to put them on diuretics. We need to get them on medication to control their blood pressure. I get that, but don't be using the term heart failure. So red meat, guys, but not just any red meat. It's the processed meats. You got to be careful. Now, what helps you? Vegetables, whole grains, fruits, nuts, etc., fish. It's very interesting. Instead of fruits and vegetables, you're starting to see fruits, vegetables, whole grain products, nuts, and fish. Rather than everybody saying eat your fruits and vegetables, it's now those five things. So remember that. Fruits, vegetables, whole grain products, nuts, and fish. Whew. All right. You also got to be careful with certain red meats, especially the processed meats with bowel cancer, like colon cancer. So you got to be careful with that. All right. Sorry to lay that on you guys. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now they say if we have lack of sun, it raises our death risk. And they say many of us over 55 with vitamin D deficiency are twice as likely to die prematurely. Come on. Scientists at UCSD School of Medicine found that an average age of 55 who had lower levels of vitamin D were twice as likely to die prematurely as those with higher levels. Now remember, vitamin D is made in the body when exposed to sunlight. And we have found that vitamin D deficiency has been linked to osteoporosis, breast cancer, other types of cancers, multiple sclerosis, diabetes, etc. There was an article back in 2010 in the British Medical Journal that looked at vitamin D deficiency increasing heart disease even, breast cancer, colon cancer, multiple sclerosis, diabetes, etc. And what should we be taking? Well, for years we were telling people to take 400 units IUs. Okay, then we're like, maybe go up to 600 to 800. Now some of you guys are on 50,000 units a week. Wow. All right, this is what we suggest. You want to get your vitamin D level. Now the 20 nanogram per milliliter cutoff is used in Europe, but in America we use the 30 nanogram per milliliter cutoff. Now I have a lot of patients who are 27, 26, etc., and so I tell them they're vitamin D deficient. But I believe the Institute of Medicine a couple years ago said, can we please just lower it down to 20 nanograms per milliliter, because then we don't have all these people thinking they're vitamin D deficient. We're talking about vitamin D. So even though in some countries they think it's the 20 mark, with us it's a 30 mark, you know, I would really, really like to see people in the 40s if we can. Now, there's a Professor Cedric Garland. He says that the blood level of vitamin D associated with about half the death rate was if you were at the 30 nanogram per milliliter level. So I'm wondering if that's why in America we just kind of keep it. Now, they say two-thirds of the U.S. population is below the 30 nanogram level. In my office, I would probably say 96%. 96% of my office, so my clinic, is probably below that level of 30. And so I think I'm at like 28, 29. Now, again, it's one of those things where should we go out into the sun? You know, I having a pre-melanoma little spot on my arm, I'm freaked out. Okay, I mean, I love the sun. I feel better in the sun, and we've talked about this. I think we all do. We love getting some sun. We like getting out there. We like playing outside. We like walking, etc. But we need to figure out how to get the vitamin D from the sun, but not get melanoma. And that, you know, that's why I really hope they come up with a melanoma vaccine. Get that damn melanoma vaccine so we can go out into the sun finally. Some researchers are telling people to take 4,000 units a day of vitamin D. I would say don't start taking vitamin D until we see where your level is. And then depending on your level, you want to talk to your medical provider. Sometimes if you're borderline, I tell you to take about 2,000 to 3,000 extra a day. Now, I'm not really sure how much a body absorbs. When it comes to calcium levels, the body only absorbs about 500 milligrams at a time. So if you're told to take about 1,500 milligrams a day, we got to, you know, divide it up into thrice. Do you like that? Thrices. So you got it, or thirds. Thirds. You know, it's like three times a day. But vitamin D, I don't know how much you could take in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. You know, one of you had written me a couple days ago. I guess there was some article on melanoma. And we always talk about melanoma on the show, but I guess there was a report that you read on the whole ABCDEs of moles. And we've talked about the, you know, how to identify a mole that's abnormal. So I won't go into that again. But one of you had said, what should be your approach? Because you're very moly. And then another one of you had written me because we had talked about that article where a woman with more than 15 moles on one arm may be more at risk for breast cancer. Well, that probably scared the hell out of you. Okay, so, you know, okay, a lot of us have moles. You know, how to handle the moles. You can't just cut off every single mole. And many of you have moles that violate the ABCDE rule. You know, the asymmetry, border, color, diameter, elevation, or the evolving, and then F is for fast if the mole is growing fast. And so what you really need is what I like to call mole mapping. Okay, you should have something like mole mapping. Now, I don't know how a lot of dermatologists do it. I know my dermatologist, you know, would measure the mole, and then he would document that, all right? And it seems like the smartest thing. If something grows a millimeter, then that grew a millimeter. I mean, that's growth. Growth is growth. If it doesn't budge in X amount of time, that's good. Okay, however, moles can also change. You could have a mole your whole life, and then all of a sudden it changes. Remember, any cell of your body can turn cancerous, technically, okay? So, I mean, just because you've had something for life, I mean, you know, many of us have had our colons for lives or our breasts for most of our life. That doesn't mean it's not going to get cancer. It could still get cancer. So what I kind of recommend then is you to have some sort of mole mapping. Now, what I think we should be doing in the dermatological field, I know some dermatologists are going to probably call me an idiot, but we should have some sort of a picture imagery, something that is computerized where you scan the arm. And the arm has, the computer has then the database of the depth of the depth of the color of the moles, the size, and the elevation and the depth of the mole itself. And that this goes into a computer system. And then you, every year, or if you're high risk, every 6 months, 3 months, or 6 months, go in and get rescanned. And any of the moles that change, the computer goes beep, beep, beep. It gives a readout, and then that's how you know that you have a mole that may need to be biopsied. Now, I don't know if anybody's working on that or if anything like that exists, or I don't know if I just came up with a million-dollar idea and someone's going to now take it and steal from it. I don't care. I just want this to stop where people are getting melanoma and dying from it, and people are afraid to go out and get some sun and get some vitamin D. But if anybody out there knows of any sort of computer program or, you know, well, let's design that, because I would love that. You know, another thing that also prevents people from getting screened is you got to be naked a lot of times to go and get your skin cancer screen. So we tell you to undress, and we tell you to undress completely, and we take, you know, our little magnifying glass and we kind of look up and all around in there. So, you know, maybe this could be something where the computer is the one looking. Okay, so then you don't feel like, you know, I mean, we've been naked in front of our computers a lot. I've sat in front of, you know, my computer, I'm okay with it. I'm totally okay with it. I think my computer is male. You know how boats are supposed to be female? You know, a computer is always a he. My husband calls the computer a she, especially when he, you know, wants to yell at it and goes, oh, this isn't working. Oh, my gosh, just give me a hard time. This dumb, you know. Anyhow, okay, so, but I look at computers as a he. So, and if I'm able to be naked in front of my computer, I think we all could be later able to do that. So I would suggest, I'm not suggesting being naked. I still am very fearful of the computer. I still feel like at some point it's emitting something that could be cancer causing. And so I always try to kind of cover up my jewels or whatever where the jewels were supposed to be, that area. Well, my ovaries. I'm protecting my ovaries. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. They said African Americans may respond better than whites to diabetes drug metformin. Now, metformin is a very, very common diabetic drug that we use for millions of people with diabetes each year because it helps with insulin, for type 2 diabetes. It helps with insulin resistance. It makes the insulin more sensitive to bringing that sugar into the cell. We've talked about diabetes. The purpose of insulin is to get sugar from the bloodstream into the cell or the hallway into the door. If you kind of look at it as a medical office, you got the hallways, you got the doors. Insulin is the key to open the door. And metformin helps with some of the resistance. And the resistance could be fat. Fat pushing against the door type of thing. All right, that's how I look at it. And the metformin is a very easy drug to take. Yeah, the pills are kind of big. You could take one a day, you could take two a day, three times a day. You got to watch your kidneys with it. But some people also notice that they lose weight. Well, researchers analyzed data of more than 19,600 Americans who were prescribed metformin between 1997 and 2013. The team found that blacks had greater improvements in their blood sugar control than whites. What they did is they looked at two hemoglobin A1C tests at least 4 months apart while they took metformin. Now, the hemoglobin A1C, remember, it looks at how sugary your blood cells are. So it's based on the amount of your blood cells, okay? And so you're, if you're anemic, unfortunately, your diabetes could look really, really good, in good shape, but this glycemia, you got to be careful because you're anemic. Anyway. Okay, the maximum dose of metformin was associated with a 0.9 decrease in hemoglobin A1C results among blacks, among with a 0.42% decrease among whites. Now, some of you are like, wait, it's like, what? So, 0.9, that's not even a whole point. You don't understand. A whole point with diabetes is huge. If you are a 7.1 and you get down to a 6.2, that's huge. Okay, the study was published in the June 12th Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. A really good read. So, metformin is usually our first line. And I love the fact that we're starting to look at different groups, racial groups, and see what works better and what doesn't. Remember I told you with blood pressure medicine, there's been studies looking at calcium channel blockers doing better for blacks. Sometimes these diuretics, you need to be careful because diuretics in African Americans could cause lower potassium than whites. You know, we are built, okay, very similarly, but we're also built uniquely. And there could be some trend that we just aren't looking at because we don't have the time or the money to. We get a pill, we'll just give everybody this pill. Now, I'm a huge fan of metformin. You have to be careful not to take too much. I think I inherited one patient who was taking 1,000 milligrams three times a day. Oh, hell no. Okay, if the 500 three times a day isn't working, we may need to consider adding a second medication. Now, the target level for diabetic patients is getting that glycohemoglobin level under 6. In some labs, they want you under 5.7 or they give you the big bold. In Europe, I guess they shoot for about 7. I don't know. But I like to shoot for if we could get you down into the 5s. Now, the only thing is that I want to use caution with is if any of the patients that were looked at, the study participants, had anemia, their glycohemoglobin could have looked good. Now, remember, African Americans are also at risk for colon cancer, right, and other types of GI bleeds, etc. So if they have less blood, just a touch, that can make their glycohemoglobin levels look lower and therefore look like they're in better shape diabetic-wise. So we need to look at that. The other thing, too, is I notice my African-American patients, they may on the whole have lower hemoglobin A1Cs. So somebody needs to look at that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
How many
good people procrastinate. When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.